You're listening to Local Music on Madison Solid Rock. 94.1 JJO.
You're listening to the JJO Local Stage presented by Good and Loud Music. I'm Susan Messino, and I have a special guest on the phone right now. Chasm, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Susan.
How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good, good. I would like to introduce you to my listening audience. I'm talking to Chasm Sultan, who happens to be a singer-songwriter, extraordinary bass player. And you've got a bit of a credit behind you, you know, 10 years in Utopia. You've played with Meatloaf, Joan Jett, Celine Dion, just about everybody.
I've been around the block a few times.
And you're calling tonight from the road, I believe.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit right now. I did a show here last night, and I have tonight off, and then I travel tomorrow to Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, which is pretty much by you, I think.
Yes, it's not too far away.
Yeah, and then I play in Milwaukee on Wednesday night, and Chicago on Saturday. Looking forward to it. Out on the road here with my little solo acoustic tour. It's just me, a guitar, and some songs and some stories.
Now, when did you start this leg of the tour?
I started this these dates February 1st. Mm-hmm. Was my first one in Boston, and I'm slowly working my way about as far Midwest as I can go, really, without, you know, too much trouble. Mm-hmm. I think the furthest west I'm going actually is Chicago. So, and then I work my way back east and have a little bit of time off before I start another Meatloaf tour.
Oh my God! Now where are you going out with Meatloaf?
Meat has a new record coming out later on this year, and so we're going to probably do some dates in the summer and stuff like that. And in the meantime, I have my CD coming out in April on Sphere Sound Records. People can find that on the internet at my website, www.chasmsultan.com and chasminfo.com, and stuff like that.
Well, I got the first four songs from your new CD, Quid Pro Quo.
Yes.
Quo. And I love it. Where did you record that at?
I do everything at home, actually.
Really?
Except for the final mastering process. I have a recording studio in my house, and I just like kind of roll out of bed and into the studio. it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. Sometimes, you know, I don't get too much work done because I'm busy doing 10 million other things, but for the most part, it's really a real convenience that you know, a lot of musicians have these days.
Well, I think the sound of it is really incredible. The production is just great. It's really nice to listen to.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I was going to mention that, you know, I've seen you play in, of course, Utopia. I actually saw you guys play on your last tour for the album Pav at Radio City Music Hall when you opened for the Tubes.
Yeah, that was a great, great pairing of bands.
It was. That was a great show.
Unfortunately, it was kind of the swan song for both bands. You know, it was like mm-hmm. the last go-round for the two of us, but the Tubes, they're still around. They're still going. They're mm-hmm. still doing gigs. Unfortunately, we're kind of like, you know, waiting until hell freezes over, I would imagine, before we get back together again.
I was going to say, do you talk to Todd often there, Chasm?
I speak to him every so often. I speak to Willie. Don't really speak to Roger that much. He's in a whole other line of business right now. He's computer programming and stuff like that. But
really?
Willie and I are in constant contact, and I speak to Todd every like month or so.
Well, I just, actually, my husband read in EQ magazine that Willie, the music for the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yes, he does.
So cool. Nice job.
He works with USA Cable Network and mm-hmm. Does all their bumper music and plus other, like if they have a series that they're producing, that the network is producing, he'll do the theme music or the bed music for that stuff.
That's incredible. That's a great job to have.
it's an amazing job to have, because if you saw his setup, he's got like, you know, a $2 million studio that he works in every day, and he's in charge of it. And he's a wild man. He's a total wild man. Hasn't changed at all since Utopia.
Well, you guys were always fun to see when Utopia came through. you know.
We always
band.
Had a good time, and certainly Madison, the Milwaukee, Madison, Chicago area was a real, real big area for us in Utopia. And you know, I mean, we played New Year's Eve at Park West in
That's
Chicago,
right.
And then down in Madison, we'd always play, and we just like spent a lot of time there.
Well, that's why I wanted to get you on the air tonight to let people know. Now, you're going to be at the Cafe Carpe in Fort Atkinson on Tuesday.
Yes.
And then at the Shank Hall in Milwaukee on Wednesday. And then you're going to be down at the Abbey Pub in Chicago this Saturday.
Yeah, that's a return performance for me at Shank Hall and at the Abbey Pub in Chicago. So I'm looking forward to getting back there.
That's great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you and looking forward to the new CD coming out in April.
Great.
Is it?
Yes, it is coming out
okay.
in April.
Okay, great. And your website again, chasmsultan.com.
That's right.
Or chasminfo.com.
Exactly.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in tonight. I wish you a lot of luck with the new album. And if you know, we don't catch you on this tour, maybe we'll see you when you come through with Meatloaf.
I'll
be looking forward to
that, Susan.
I will. Okay. All right.
All right. And I'll give you a holler when I'm in town. And thanks a real lot for having me on. And hi to all my fans in Madison and the surrounding areas.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, Chasm.
Thank you, Susan.
Have a good week.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay. You're listening to the JJL Local Stage presented by Good and Loud Music. We just got done talking to Chasm Sultan, who's going to be in Fort Atkinson on Tuesday, Milwaukee on Wednesday, and then Chicago next Saturday.
You're listening to Local Music on Medicine Solid Rock. 94.1 JJO.